This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been just about 2 weeks since Hurricane Matthew scraped up the east coast of the United States. A lot of the news of that storm got swept aside by the campaign spin of that weekend, if you remember the tape and the talk from the GOP nominee. But the after effects of the storm are still being felt on the ground in North Carolina, because in small towns, when a grocery store or a restaurant closes down, even for a couple of weeks, locals really feel it. From WUNC, Jay Price has the story from the eastern North Carolina town of Grifton.
I'm standing with Kelly Thomas, looking down a flooded street at the brown water flowing around her fast food restaurant. It's inside, too.
We're thinking right now about 2 feet.
She's come here two or three times a day for nearly a week just to look and think.
I know some people think that it's devastating, but for me to be able to process it, I kind of have to see it and see the progress of where it's at so my mind can process, hey, this is what's happening.
Grifton is my hometown. It's about what you'd expect from a place of 2,700 people. A small main street, a handful of shops and restaurants that aren't making anyone rich, a few churches. It's built along the Contentnea Creek, which also flooded after Hurricane Floyd in 1999, destroying dozens and dozens of homes and almost filling the restaurant Thomas now owns.
63 inches inside.
This flood has damaged perhaps 20 to 30 homes, says the man who's trying to hold things together, interim town manager Mark Warren. He's worried that some residents of damaged homes might not return. And there's another problem.
You know, the only grocery store we got is underwater.
Warren isn't sure when or even if it will reopen. It's a Piggly Wiggly store, not much bigger than a house. Pretty basic. But it's a crucial part of the town, and residents like Cassandra Roach have been glad to have it. She was shaken to hear that it might not come back.
What? I go to that Piggly Wiggly 5 or 6. I'm in there almost every day, so if it doesn't open, wow.
Flooding in North Carolina usually hits low-income people hardest. They're more likely to live in low-lying neighborhoods and less likely to have a car to drive somewhere distant to shop. Grifton has no public transportation, no taxi service, but it has neighbors like the town of Aden, 7 miles to the north. Aden has sent police officers, firefighters, and utility crews. Grifton and Aden have had to team up for so long, it's automatic. They even share a high school. Two churches set up tables at Aden Elementary School, feeding people from both towns.
Sweetheart, are you hungry? Would you like something to eat? Okay, I need a regular plate for somebody here, please.
Steve Tripp, the mayor of Aden, watches as people line up for spaghetti, boiled cabbage, and fragrant chicken and rice. He says a lot of outside attention has been on flooding in Greenville to the north and Kinston to the south, cities with a lot more resources to handle a disaster. But Aden and Grifton have something else, volunteers in the community who help.
Because this is family. This is people we see every day. This is people we live with every day. It's people we know, the families. We know the people's name. We know the children. We know where they are in life.
He says if people in Grifton have to do without their Piggly Wiggly, neighbors or church volunteers will surely drive them to Aden's. And with luck, they may only have to do that a couple of months. Warren, the Grifton manager, says Piggly Wiggly officials just told him they're assessing the damage, but they hope to eventually reopen. In Grifton, North Carolina, I'm Jay Price for Marketplace.